بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إذا دخل الرجل بيته فذكر الله تعالى عند دخوله وعند طعامه قال الشيطان لأصحابه: لا مبيت لكم ولا عشاء. وإذا دخل فلم يذكر الله تعالى عند دخوله قال الشيطان: أدركتم المبيت. وإذا لم يذكر الله تعالى عند طعامه قال: أدركتم المبيت والعشاء. رواه مسلم. حضرت جابر رضي الله عنه says that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, when a person enters his house and he says Bismillah, in other words he takes the name of Allah, both when he enters his house and when he partakes of his food. So when he enters his house he says Bismillah, and before eating his food he says Bismillah. Then the shaitan says to the other shayateen, La mabita lakum wa la asha. There is no place to spend the night here, there is no food for you. But when he enters and he does not take the name of Allah when he enters the home, he doesn't say Bismillah, or he doesn't take the name of Allah Ta'ala when he enters his home, then the shaitan says to the other shayateen, to his friends, Adraktumul mabit, that you've got place to stay tonight. وَإِذَا لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى عِنْدَ طَعَامِهِ. And then when the person does not say Bismillah upon partaking of his meals, then shaitan says, أَدْرَكْتُمُ الْمَبِيتُ وَالْعَشَىٰ. Now you have place to spend the night and you have food. So again, from this hadith we understand the importance of saying Bismillah or taking the name of Allah when we enter our homes and when we're eating. Otherwise, we are giving place for shaitan to stay in our home and to also partake of the meals that Allah has provided for us. وعن حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا إذا حضرنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طعاما لم نضع أيدينا حتى يبدأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيضع يده. حضرت حذيفة رضي الله عنه says when we used to eat with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, then we would not place our hands to eat until Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم put his hand into the plate to eat first. In other words, we should out of respect let Rasulullah commence first with partaking of his meals. وَإِنَّا حَضَرْنَا مَعَهُ مَرَّةً طَعَامًا. And he says, one day, we were present with him when there was some food, so we were going to eat. Just as we were about to eat, فَجَاءَتْ جَارِيَةٌ كَأَنَّهَا تُدْفَعَ فَذَهَبَتْ لِتَضَعَ يَدَهَا فِي الطَّعَامِ فَأَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ بِيَدِهَا. Suddenly, a young girl comes as though she was being pushed by some person from behind, and then she put her hand into the food to partake of the food. We hadn't commenced as yet, and this girl was as though she was being pushed by some person. She came and she put her hand into the plate. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم held her hand. ثم جاء أعرابي كأنما يدفع فأخذ بيده. Then a Bedouin comes and the same thing happens as though he was being pushed by some person. And he puts his hand into the plate to eat the food. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَسْتَحِلُّ الطَّعَامَ أَلَّا يُذْكَرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ. You see, Rasulullah says, the shaitan tries to make lawful for himself the food on which Allah Ta'ala's name is not taken. So any person who does not say Bismillah, then shaitan partakes of the food with him. Then Rasulullah says, وَإِنَّهُ جَاءَ بِهَذِهِ الْجَارِيَةِ لِيَسْتَحِلَّ بِهَا فَأَخَذْتُ بِيَدِهَا فَجَاءَ بِهَذَا الْعَرَابِي لِيَسْتَحِلَّ بِهِ فَأَخَذْتُ بِيَدِهِ. Rasulullah says that then this girl who came, shaitan had brought her. He is the one who pushed her forward to make this food halal through her by her not saying Bismillah. And I held her hand. Then the Bedouin was being pushed by shaitan so that he puts his hand and starts partaking of the meal so that shaitan can make the food lawful for him. فَأَخَذْتُ بِيَدِهِ. So I held, grabbed his hand. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّ يَدَهُ فِي يَدِي مَعَ يَدَيْهِمَا ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَأَكَلَ. رواه مسلم. Rasulullah says, I take qasam in Allah that verily the hand of shaitan is in my hand now with the hand of this girl and the Bedouin. Then Rasulullah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then he partook of the meal. So again, we understand the importance of saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, especially before partaking of the meals. And we did yesterday, if a person forgets to say Bismillah in the beginning, during the course of the meal, he must say Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu, or even in the end, if he remembers, he must say Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. I take the name of Allah Ta'ala in the beginning and the end. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanallah, allahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.